Today's lunch really is with Chaim Lutz, Shem Shai, Moshe, and Daniel, Rivka, Bas Moshe, Israel, Shom Nachem, and Moshe, the Yisrus, who is Shalai, Mechaim, Moshe, Melke, and Yisrus, and Tzara, Mir, and Baruch, Bas Tzara, Melke, Mar, Kritzuk, and Fegel, Dina, Yisrus for all those in and around Eretz Yisrael. So as I mentioned yesterday, I just want to do, now that we finish the last Siv, which I think was Siv Hey, right? We finished Siv Hey. I just wanted to go on outside, just do a quick review. Some of these halachas we actually didn't fully touch on yet, but we're going to touch on them in the next sif or two. So let's just do a quick outside, because we saw a lot of different stadim over here, and just to really simplify it and be able to understand it. So the first thing is, when it comes to the rules of making brachas, right, we said that the food should be in front of you. Now, if you have in mind, hi Shalom, if you have in mind that your bracha is going to cover anything you're going to eat that has the same bracha. So you sit down, you have a piece of fish on the table, you make a shahakal, and you make that shahakal, you have in mind that it's going to cover anything that I'm going to eat during the sitting. It covers everything, even if it's not on the table. So you go afterwards into your kitchen, you make yourself a cup of coffee, and you drink the cup of coffee, it's already covered by the shahaka, which was the Ramaz Eitza. And after seeing all these back and forths, and we'll see more of it now, we see how smart and how important this Eitza that the Ramaz gave us, and it really will save us from a lot of problems if we train ourselves to actually have them in mind. Now, number two is, which we've learned already a long time ago, when you wash and make it hamaitzi, it covers anything that's going to come that is normal to come during the meal, even if it's not on the table. So you're sitting by your Shabbos table and you wash, you make hamotzi, the soup is not on the table, the chicken is not on the table. Whatever is going to come that's normally part of a meal, it is going to be on that on that on as if you had it. Now, what happens if I sit down for supper and I'm out washing, and I make a bracha, shahakal, adama, eitz, whatever bracha that I make, okay? Assuming that I had a blank das, I didn't have anything particular in mind, then we treat it very similar to the amaitzi. Anything that would normally come during the meal would be included in that bracha. So I sat down, and the soda was still in the fridge, and I made a shahakal on my steak that I'm eating for supper. Since it's typical for me that I will normally have a drink of soda during my meal, and even though I didn't have specific das on it, although we said it would be better to have a das, I'm having in mind everything, but even though I didn't have specific das on that cup of soda, it would be included in my bracha. Why? Because we're assuming, since I generally eat these things as part of my meal, we're making an assumption that your das was to cover it. So let's say I generally don't have a beer with my steak, and then in the middle of this meal, I decide I'm going to go to my refrigerator and take a beer out. That would not be included. A cup of soda, which I generally do have, would be included in that sitting. Okay? Now, what happens if I had specifically in mind, right, that I'm only eating this, I'm not going to have a drink, that we said also. So if I sat down to eat my steak and I made him, and in my mind, I was thinking I'm going to eat the steak and I'm not eating anything else. I'm not drinking. I'm not eating anything else. I'm in a rush. I'm going to eat my steak and then getting out of there. Then nothing would, it's the reverse. Now that I specifically had das on this item, nothing would be included in that kavana, and therefore none of it would be covered. What happens, and here's where it gets a little bit more confusing, what happens when I sit down to eat something but it's not really part of the meal? So I decide I'm having an apple in the afternoon, right? So generally I don't eat other things. I'm just having an apple. That's all I'm having. So now here's where it starts depending. If I made the eitz on the apple, and then I decide to have a second apple, that certainly is covered. So my oisi mean, the exact thing is covered, okay? If it's a similar mean, let's say I ate an apple and now I'm going to have an orange, that's what we had, that there's a major machlaikus. Many hold that it is covered, many hold that it's not covered. So there you would have a problem with eating that orange. the Mishaburu was Machria, that if the orange comes out before I finish the apple, then I am able to eat the orange. But if by the time the orange comes out, my apple is completely finished, that runs into a problem and you should wait, or you should be Mishana Makam. You shouldn't make that bracha. If you sat down to eat fruit, for example, right, then, and there's all different assortments of fruit, and then a different kind of fruit comes out, that we said would be covered because your intention was to eat fruit, not necessarily specifically that fruit that is on the table. If it's the same, when I had in mind, if I'm not eating a meal, but I just sat down to eat something, it's a shakel, and then I decide that I'm going to have another drink, that certainly would not be covered. That really sums it up. But as you see, again, I know we're repeating it, but as far as I'm right, how important it is to let's all try, when we're making brachas, immediately make the bracha, have in mind that I'm not sure what else I'm going to eat, and therefore when I'm making this bracha, I am pottering everything that I'm going to have. So hopefully this summary helped really with what we went with the back and forth in the last siman. So now let's go back inside. We're holding siman reish vav. We are up to sif vav. Natal biyade pri. I took in my hand a fruit, la'achloi, to eat it, uberich olav. I made a bracha. V'nafal miyadai, and I dropped it. V'nevad, it got lost. I nimas, it got disgusting. Tzarech lachzer levarech, afal pi shehoyim ha'oysim min lefanov yoysim kesheberech al rishay. Even though this is still on the table. So it's a very interesting halacha. And we'll see, the Rama argues with this. The Mechaber says, I sat down at the table and I had a cut up cantaloupe in front of me. I make the bracha on the cantaloupe, and that I'm holding a piece of my hand as I'm supposed to. In my right hand, I'm holding a piece, and I drop that cantaloupe on the floor, and it's disgusting. I can't eat it. The Mechaber holds that although if I would have eaten that cantaloupe, I would be allowed to continue to eat any of the other cantaloupe that's on the table, right? It's lefanov. I made it on the cantaloupe. It's not just on that piece. I can make it at all. Mechaber holds very interesting, and this is the svara of the Mechaber, that my bracha was chal on the piece of cantaloupe I was holding in my hand, and the other cantaloupe is nimshach, gets dragged after that piece of cantaloupe that I was about to eat. But if that initial piece of cantaloupe falls down and now I'm not eating it, the Mechaber holds that the bracha was not chal on and everything. This is the way the Bi'ur Halacha explains the Mechaber. So therefore, I have to go ahead and make another bracha. Very interesting halacha. Even though, had I eaten that, I would have been able to eat the rest of the cantaloupe on the table without a bracha. Now, as I mentioned, the Rama argues. The Rama says, actually, how you die to all of lechel. Rama says, no, I disagree. If I intended to eat the other cantaloupe on the table, so my bracha, therefore, is not being chal just on the one that's in my hand. It was being chal on everything. He doesn't hold of the svara of the Mechaber that the bracha is being chal on this cantaloupe, and then everything else comes along with it. So if this cantaloupe gets lost, there was nothing for the bracha to be chal. The Rama holds that no, that when I, and that's the way we follow, is that when I made the bracha on this cantaloupe, it is covers everything that was there on the table, and therefore I would not have to make another bracha. If the piece of cantaloupe falls, even according to Rama, and I had no other cantaloupe on the table, so now I'm going to go to the refrigerator and get out another piece of cantaloupe, which I had no intention of eating, obviously then he would agree with the Mechaber that I would have to make another bracha. Now let's just finish up the Mechaber over here. What happens if this happens? In any case, that I made a bracha and I can't make a And it's not chal, but tzarech loymus. You say baruch shem kavay machus loylam vayed al shaitzi shem shemayim levatola. Since you by mistake said Hashem's name in vain, v'im amak eshenafel baruch ata Hashem v'layama elakenu. Let's say you just started your bracha. You say baruch ata Hashem, and then it fell down. You say, instead of finishing the bracha, you say v'yoyim alamdeinu chukecha, which is a pasuk shehei nirik a kara pasuk, as you're reading a pasuk. V'en kam moitzi shem shemayim levatola. You didn't say Hashem's name in vain. Avla oymed al ames hamayim. Now this halacha we touched upon earlier. Somebody's standing by a stream of water and he wants to drink. He makes a bracha and he drinks. Even though the water that you're actually, the water's flowing. So the water that you're ultimately going to drink is not the water that was in front of you. That was your kavana. You knew the water's running, and your kavana was that the water that's there when I finish my bracha is going to be the one that I am having in mind. V'ayin l'kamet simereish tes, sif aleph, We'll see over there when we get there. What's the halacha if you made the wrong bracha? What are you supposed to do? So let's see the Mishnah Berurah on this. So going back to the Mechaba, Nimas, who had been saying Shenirkav, you found out that the piece you were holding in your hand was spoiled. You're not able to eat it at all. And therefore, you're taking a different one. Now, and therefore, the Mechaba holds that the bracha was not chal on anything, and therefore, you have to make a new bracha. Now, here's an important halacha that the Mishnah Berurah brings. The madayin tzas roi lachila, tzarech lechla v'meni k'dei sh'loye hei b'chasi latol. If it's still even partially roi lachila, you have to make a bracha. You have to eat from it. What the Mishnah Berurah is telling us, if I pick up a piece of fruit and I don't realize that it's sort of spoiled, and I make a bracha, I'm about to eat from it, and I realize that it's somewhat spoiled. He says, if it's completely not roi lachila, eating it doesn't help. You made a bracha l'vatol. If it's still somewhat roi lachila, but you're not going to like it, he says, you still have a chiyuv, since you made a bracha already, take a small bite from it, so your bracha shouldn't be a bracha levatala. Avo bishahaya, so the mechaber held that even though there was other fruit on the table, you have to go ahead and make a new bracha. Right, so loyma, filahacha loyam rina diyachal b'chase al hakel, v'tam ayim b'yir alacha. You do not say that the bracha that you made is chal on everything, and look in the b'yir alacha, which we explained that the mechaber holds is a very interesting concept. Your bracha is chal on the piece of food that you're going to eat first that you're holding in your hand, and the other food is nimshach achrav, and therefore, since that piece of food fell down, you're stuck. You have to make a new bracha, as we mentioned. The Rama argues, the Rama says, right, Salima, shloi ha'yidaita beferish b'shas bracha ha'kulam rak b'stama. If your intention was to eat from the rest, ain't sarach lachzul levarach. You don't have to make another bracha. But feel like a shloi ha'imunuch lefanav azal shulchan, even if it wasn't on the table. So if I was sitting at the table, I was about to eat a piece of apple. My intention was that when I finished this piece of apple, I'm going to refrigerate. I'm taking more apple. According to the Rama, I don't. And that piece of apple that I was holding fell down. According to Rama, I don't have to make another bracha. Ayin bi alacha the yeshkam rishonim shesayim the filu b'stomach gamkein sarach levarach. Even if I didn't have any specific intention, I was going to eat more. I don't have to make another bracha. The cave and shayamunach lefanav al shulchan, since it's on the table, a kerei daita behed yalakoil, whatever, according to Rama, according to these shitas, whatever is on the table you had in mind to v'safik brachas lahakol. And therefore you should not. And that's our minig. We would not make another bracha in this case. Berach al peiros. I'm making a bracha on fruit, and I have a piece of fruit in my hand. My intention is to eat that one. I'm going to eat this grape. And as I'm making the bracha, they bring out other grapes that are much nicer. Still, you should eat from the one that you were holding in your hand and you started making the bracha on. Even though if you knew that the nicer ones were coming out and your intention was going to eat them afterwards, you just didn't think they were going to come out till you started eating. Then you have to make another bracha. That even if you didn't know the other ones are coming out, as we learned already, since it's the same mean, the fact that it's nicer or better doesn't make it a different mean, and therefore you don't have to make another bracha. Now, another couple of things over here that Mishnah Berurah throws in that are not so negayah today. Berach al amayim, you made a bracha on water, v'shamash yesh meis be'ir, that there's a dead person in the city, yishtem at ben amayim v'yishpeh chashar, the meaning was to pour out the water. If the water was open, and even today, if the water was open in the room that the meis died, we would pour it out. But if you made a bracha already, then if you pour it out, you're going to make a bracha levatala. So take a little sip and then pour out the rest. During the change of the tekufas, they would also, the they felt it was sakana to drink water. It's only a couple of minutes. The reason you're drinking is in order to avoid making a bracha levatala. You're considered a shema mitzvah, and therefore, nothing will happen to you from that little bit that you drink over here. Okay, we'll stop over here, and Amatzah Hashem, we will start with Simon Reish Zion tomorrow. Starts talking about the bracha achrayna, and we hope to see everybody by the dinner.
Oh, no, wait, can we?